This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks, who is here. We're going to have a conversation with Sita Kelly, who is a well-known shaman, and I think that's where we must begin. Maybe before we go to Sita, Laura, What is, when I talk about shamanism or being a shaman, what does that mean? What does that bring up for you? What is it? What does the term mean? And have you had experience with anyone who claim to be a shaman?
I'm fascinated by it. I must say that I haven't had a lot of experience with knowing shamans personally. I consider it one of the most mystical, powerful words available in the language of our persons. It just seems like it's a soul traveler. It's someone that picks up elements almost alchemically and moves. But we have a wonderful guest today that's going to tell us so much more about it.
Well, I think, Sita, I'd like to know how you discovered the energy. Is it energy? What was shamanism described best by you, because you are one, although I've had people tell me over the years that I was one, and that pretty much everybody has the ability. I think we hear that about being a healer, too. Most people have the energy to heal. They just don't know how to use it or even know that they have it. So how'd you know that you needed to pick up or follow the route of becoming a shaman?
Hi, thanks for having me. And first, I'd just like to acknowledge what both of you said, because I think both of you said things that are really accurate and really much so in line with my views and my direct experience. But in terms of my own capacities and this, work for me, I spent 15 years as a monastic, 14 years as a monastic. So I have, somewhat long background in mystical study and
practice. Let's talk about, sometimes definitions are important, because some people don't know, for example, the term monastic. That applies to monastic. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
I married a nun, and so I want to know how to dig into this. I'm not being facetious either. The woman I was married to when I was very young, the only person I've ever been married to, had been a nun. She went into the convent when she was a teenager and came out after having an affair with a priest. So there, and I was the first person she met, and away we went.
Wow.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So do you want me to, shall I
yeah,
go?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Yep.
Totally.
Yeah. The monastic life.
Yeah. Sure. So the word nun is definitely accurate, and sounds like the nun that you were married to was a Catholic nun. I was actually a nun with the Vedanta Society, which is a Hindu order, but all of the things that we in the West kind of culturally understand about nuns and monks and monasticism apply equally. So, I was living a life of celibacy, and I didn't have a job, and, it was like a full-time commitment in that way. That was a really significant part of my life. I joined the convent when I was 23, and I stayed until I was 38. I took my vows, my first vows and my final vows, and the shift in my life out of the convent was very unexpected for both me and those that I was in community with. I was really happy, and it was a very fulfilling lifestyle for me. But the best way for me to describe it at this point in my life, with the understanding I have now, and that's still revealing itself, my understanding, is that I needed to experience different things, and my consciousness needed a broadening. And I feel that leaving the convent has been an equally important part of the expansion of my consciousness as being there was.
And a lot of being a shaman is about going into an altered state or a trance, right, Sita?
Correct.
And what happens in a trance? What happens? How do you get there, and what's going on there?
Yeah, so shamans are able to alter their consciousness at will. And that's kind of their special ability. And so it's really an expansion of consciousness when you think about altering it. And where shamans go to, there's a lot of variety there, but I would say two really commonly understood locations are the upper world and the lower world. And it's not like a heaven or hell kind of concept. It's more of just an expansion beyond this material reality. This would be the middle world. And once there, you know, we work with guidance, creative guidance, divine guidance, helpers, however you want to think about it, the words that work for you, for the purpose of healing. And we're working on the level of the spirit or the soul. And so it's a subtle form of healing in that sense, but also an essential form. And it ricochets or it dominoes out to the more gross aspects of us, like the mind and the body. And if you look at shamans historically, because this is an ancient human capacity, they really were the doctors. So people would come to them in the village for a whole host of problems. In my personal experience, the issues tend to be more psychological, emotional, spiritual, but there usually always is a correlating physical issue.
That's the spirit mind body. That's the spirit mind body connection that
Correct.
You know all plays together. People, whether they don't get it or they don't like the sound of it because it seems like it counters their religious beliefs, whatever it is. There's so much good that comes from understanding how this all works, and that's what we're trying to present to you this week on Your Hidden Power with Sita Kelly, who's here. Her website is sitah.co, sita.co. You'll find all kinds of things there that will help you to direct yourself, and you understand why she knows so much about this because of her degree in religious studies that came from the University of California. And so someone who has been in the trenches, shall we say, and knows from whence she comes, experience and education, great teachers in and of themselves. So we continue focused on shamanism, etc., here on Your Hidden Power. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen. I must send you right now to a practical place. Those of you who are interested in healthy weight loss, most of the people that listen to me in any of the programs I do know that I'm health conscious and I don't talk about things. I don't advise you to do things or get things that don't have a healthy, really natural basis to them. Thus is the case with Calitrin, which happens to be right now the world's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Tons of ways for you to lose the weight, but are they all safe? That's what you ask yourself. Is this safe? Or better yet, you ask the person that's selling you the product. I can tell you this is safe, and it doesn't have to be me, basically, who tells you that. I can direct you to any number of places on toploss.com or calitrin.com where you can see the stories of the people who have taken the product and benefited from it. And that's really all you need. You don't need me to tell you anything. You're curious, I know. So you go to the website, you see the stories of Calitrin, you look at all the verified responses that come from people like Kathy or Linda or Monica or Lulu or Wendy. If you're ready to transform your life, I invite you to go to toploss.com and check out this weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs. It's all natural. Boy, does this stuff work. And you got to give it time, though, about 5-6 months. So now the BOGO offer seems to make a lot of sense. Buy one, get one free. You don't have to pay shipping charges either when you use the code DJV at toploss.com. So get on the program, stay with the program, lose the weight, and keep it off. Find out how it works at toploss.com. When you decide to buy, use the code DJV for the best consideration when it comes to price and shipping. Toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. You can protect your dog in the United States against Lyme disease, but you can't protect you or your children with a vaccine.
Dr. Gregory Poland is the director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group. He says there was a vaccine for humans, but it was withdrawn.
And the primary reason is there was immense anti-vaccine sentiment about the vaccine, much like we had with measles vaccine. It's illogical.
It's the bite of an infected black-legged tick or deer tick that's responsible for making so many people sick with Lyme disease.
There are probably about 300,000 new cases a year.
There are no plans at this time for a new Lyme vaccine in the U.S., but there is good news. A vaccine, VLA-15, is being developed in Europe. Dr. Poland says it might take 5 years or more before a Lyme disease vaccine is ready for humans. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back here, Laura Banks and Doug Steffen with a fascinating lady. Sita Kelly is a shaman, and I guess I'm sort of where you were. What, people paying attention to you because you have a strong message. But when they come to you, you know, you've made a couple of references to, you know, the psychology, illnesses. People come to you for all kinds of things, I'm guessing. And do you feel confident when you... Do you ever say, you know what, I don't think I can help you, but here's somebody who can? Has that ever happened to you when you're here, when you're trying to help people?
The only time that that happened was... didn't have to do with their issue. It had to do with my schedule.
Ah, really?
I don't really feel like... it's me that's doing the work. You know, I'm working with creative power. It's not just my personal power.
Do you think more and more people, I asked this of Laura as well, are getting, because we certainly talk about it a lot here. As a matter of fact, I think last week or the week before, Laura, we were talking about how people, you know, there is a long distance healer, and she was working on my sciatic.
Yeah.
And we wondered whether, okay, does it really work? Does this happen? And do you believe? And I believe that once you believe, it makes it so much easier to work. Don't you have to be a receptor? You have to be a positive receptor for this stuff to work, Sita?
I think that is at least partially true, but haven't we scientifically proven that, you know, mind informs matter? You know, isn't this already an understood and proven idea?
It may be proven, but who knows it? Who knows that? Maybe it isn't about belief, but just knowing people, educating people. You know, I talk to radio stations all the time about taking this program. They don't understand it, so they don't want to have it on. You know, that's the podcast is more popular than the broadcast because people. You know, you talk to conventional thinkers, and they think this is, you know, the occult, and you're going to ruin the world with the, you know, that kind of stuff.
I'm on Sita's side, though. I think that thoughts are thought forms, and they're in existence, and they move in time and space in little S curves they've discovered. I think that a powerful healer can move time and space, and the other person absolutely cannot have a clue it's happening.
Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so we have a few more moments here with Sita, so that we can learn more about how to eliminate pain, psychological breakups, what's in your head. Let's talk about that as we continue here with Sita Kelly, Laura Banks, and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Sita Kelly is here with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. How much of what we're talking about, you were chuckling a minute ago when we were talking off air a little about how this all works. Can you tell by hearing somebody how receptive their energy might be to things that you could do for them? And do you ever say to somebody, you know what, I think you need to try thinking about it this way. Do you ever try to get people to think differently, and is that how they can help themselves?
Well, I think by the time someone's, you know, scheduling a session with me, they already are open. Mm-hmm. And so really the issue is more about what is the trauma that they've had, and so how is that affecting their ability to trust me, and or ability to trust anyone for that matter. And so I would say that is a starting point, not so much their belief in the work that I'm going to do, because they've already, you know, bypassed that obstacle just by scheduling the session.
You just hit a hot button with me. Yeah, it does. And yeah. The business about trust and who people trust and why they trust and why they don't trust, oftentimes there are situations which may be karmic. They may be from past lives, all kinds of stuff that seems hard to get, you know, to the root of these. But are trust issues the biggest? I mean, certainly that's what I've encountered in my life. People who don't either do trust you or don't trust you for reasons over which you often don't have any control.
Well, you know, people are coming to me for a trauma. Help with a trauma, and that can be defined in a whole, you know, broad way. And so I use the word trust broadly also. They may be afraid. You know, you can think of like a small child or an animal. You have to approach a person that's had a trauma and is looking for help with it gently. Just like if you were sitting across from a psychiatrist and you're going to go and, you know, open up your mind, there's a trust process that needs to occur. And so that's really what I'm talking about. And so sometimes people are very ready. They're very ready, and we don't have to make our way through that trust component. Other times, you know, a first healing could more just be about establishing that trust and helping them feel comfortable with whatever fear they have, really more to do with because they've been traumatized.
And right. Is it like a psychosurgery where you get in there from afar and work with energies and heal it?
Well, both. The way that I conduct my sessions is first we have a conversation, and that's kind of loosely referred to as word doctoring. And it's a very important part because we've already started the process of shifting their mind and therefore their spirit around this issue. And then, yeah, during the healing, I would certainly, if we're talking about someone that really kind of has a lot of fear and we just need to bridge that first issue, I would spend time with them, letting them know from within a journeying state that I mean them well, basically.
Well,
but typically, that's out of the ordinary. Typically, mm-hmm. we're able to go forward with the full healing.
All right. So let's say somebody's going to book a 90-minute session with you, spend a couple of $100. What does that look like? What does that feel like?
Well, so right now I'm working virtually, so which works fine with shamanic work because it takes place outside of ordinary reality. And we would get on the phone, and I would ask them what it is they would need help with. It can be many things. And, you know, we spend close to 30 to 45 minutes talking about that. I typically have questions. I'm listening very intently. And then I'll usually play my drum for a handful of minutes to seek a vision for the healing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll actually do the healing and let them know how it went.
All right. There you go. There's your invitation right there. It sounds like something would be very worthwhile for people who have issues, whatever they may be. Let's find a way to heal. Again, those things are available if you go to Sita, SITAH.co. You'll find the connection and the way this all works and how to make it work for you, what to expect. Sita, thank you for being here, explaining your story and how it all works. Shaman Sita Kelly here on Your Hidden Power.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds into the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard. Hide easy. Visit MoMarsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at DrawnToWildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump is preparing to sign a range of executive orders as part of the shift in White House strategy to boost Americans' confidence in his leadership amid widespread criticism of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The White House is trying to reposition the president as proactive rather than on the defensive over his response to the coronavirus as he trails the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in multiple polls. The strategy is coupled with a plan for Trump to return to headlining coronavirus briefings, which he stopped attending in April. The executive orders will include policy changes on immigration, the census, prescription drugs, and health care, including a merit-based immigration system and addressing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, which has allowed nearly 800,000 young people known as Dreamers to avoid deportation. The president has said several times that the Supreme Court's DACA ruling gave him new authority to take additional steps. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
A large crowd of anti-police demonstrators descended on the Law Enforcement Appreciation Day event in Denver, blowing whistles and in some instances throwing punches, forcing police to intervene before the gathering was shut down. Acting Deputy Homeland Security Secretary Ken Cuccinelli reacted to the outrageous violence, saying, "These tyrannical left-wing anarchists hate free speech. If you do not agree with them, they believe you must be beaten down." Literally. Two people were arrested for assault and others are being investigated. The counter-protest was organized by the Party for Socialism and Liberation and other Black Lives Matter supporters. Pop singer Madonna said the Russian government has fined her for a speech she made supporting LGBTQ rights at a concert in St. Petersburg years ago. The singer posted a clip of her speech on Instagram and Twitter, alleging that she never paid the $1 million penalty for her words. Madonna told the audience that they had the power to make a difference through love.
LPN, it's all the same thing. We want to fight for the right to be.
Russian society has maintained intolerant stances toward the LGBT community, despite decriminalizing homosexuality decades ago. Nearly one in five Russians say they want to eliminate gay and lesbian people from society. Earlier this month, Russians favored a national referendum defining marriage exclusively as a union between one man and one woman. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Uri Geller is here with us on Your Hidden Power from his perch in Israel, advising and helping people. One of the things that I don't know that I've ever asked you, I've asked you lots of questions over the years we've been friends. Why do you think people pay attention to you? What is there about you and analyzing you, or maybe you analyzing you or others analyzing you? But, you know, we all have, you need, in order for you to be successful at what you do, motivating people, people have to pay attention to you. Why do they do that?
Well, I think that because I'm sitting in the driver's seat of something paranormal, freaky, strange, controversial, supernatural. All this bring in the elements of curiosity, suspense, interest. And I think that's why, mainly, Doug, I put it down to controversy. When you have something controversial, there is debate, there are arguments, there are people who say it's true, there are people who say it's not true. So that's what steers the wheel of publicity, actually oils the wheel of publicity. And that's how I get into newspapers, radio shows, interviews, television, big TV programs, stage performances. And every time I do something interestingly strange, that gets into the press. And I know how to seize those opportunities. You see, Doug, anyone who knows how to stop for a millisecond and seize an opportunity that comes their way and turn it into something successful, those are the traits of a successful person.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that you've described yourself, but that's what people come to you for. They want to be successful. They want to know more how to take the energy, if they even understand that. You know, is it different, do you think, when you're talking to somebody one-on-one versus a large group? Because most of the stuff that you do is before groups, not before individuals, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that when I speak to a group, there is more energy. There is more, I call it atmospheric power. It's something that is fueled by the viewers or by the audience into me, and therefore it comes out of me multiplied and empowered, more powerful. You know that the key mantras are very simple. You know, it's think positive, think yes, never take no for an answer. Quitters never win, winners never quit. So easy to remember these things. Excuses are for losers. Everything is possible. That's a beautiful one. Everything is possible. Yeah. And I teach people how, step by step, stay steady on the target and then hit the target. That's my almost daily mantras.
All right. In Israel, where you live and spend most of your time these days, there is a focus that Israel is a very good technological, pharmaceutical country. And so I wonder, from your experience there, masks, social distancing, what are people doing to protect them? Because Israel seems to have a pretty good track record at handling this. And I'm betting a lot of people are talking to you about what you think ought to be done, how you, Uri Geller, are living your life.
What you just said is wrong. At the top of the list of successful countries keeping Corona out, and then we started opening up shops. You know, there was no social distancing. All this happened very quickly, and now the corona cases are up again. So my solution is dead simple. Wear a mask, a good mask, all the time when you go out. Mm-hmm. If you have to go to a shop, if you have to pick up something, meet someone, wear a mask and insist strongly with chutzpah for the other person to wear a mask. Yesterday somebody wanted to enter the museum and he says, may I talk to you? And I said to him, no, you may not talk to me because you're not wearing a mask. Get out of
here. Well, so, I think that's what it's very interesting because I've been saying that on the air. It's pretty simple. It's polite. Wear a mask and, you know, have the personal distancing. That's what it's just the polite thing to do. Check out Uri Geller and his activities, his new museum, Uri Geller, URIGELLER, Uri Geller Museum.com. I'm looking very, very much forward to seeing and participating in that event as it happens. Uri Geller, one of the great minds in our universe here on Your Hidden Power. The self-healing that goes on, we talk about healing a lot on this program. One of the things that you can do for yourself is to take care of yourself, literally and figuratively. And one of the best ways you can do that is make sure you get a fabulous night's rest every single night. And how do you do that consistently and constantly? Well, my suggestion is you start at MyPillow.com. Do yourself a favor. Look at what you've got in your home for pillows. I had a friend of mine who just said to me, yeah, I got these pillows, and they were awful, grungy, so I washed them. I just laughed. What'd you come up with? He says, a big lump of feathers that I have to throw up. Yep. That's what happens. You can't wash those feather pillows. You can't wash any pillows except the pillows that come from my pillow, made in America in Minnesota. That's where the plant is. 1,500 people working around the clock to make the things that you need to get a good night's rest. Those fabulous pillows, the sheets, the duvet covers, all of them. And then there are the towels. There are the ancillary things that help you live a healthier, happier life. It's all about your health and well-being, but it starts with your MyPillow. The pillow that will change your life, literally. Getting a great night's rest relies on three things: support, adjustability, and temperature control. And you get all of those. Here's a lady named Carla, who says, the best night's sleep I've ever had. No tossing, no turning, no waking up. How about that? Carlene in San Francisco says, this is the best sleep product I have ever used. I like the fact that I can wash it and dry it. It goes on and on and on. Sleep enhances your immunity. Sleep prevents weight gain if you get enough of it. Mental health. I mean, it's just, the list goes on and on. Okay, so I'm going to send you to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and take advantage of the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's going on right now. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page. Use the DJV code for the BOGO deal. That's right. For example, the pillow, the Giza pillow, $59.97. Buy one, get one free. Promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
In a nutshell, Remotely is software that allows remote workers to work together. It combines 11 different tools, from communication to project management to visual streaming and more. Zoho's LSP fills us in on how the Remotely Lens app works.
Turn your phone camera into a streaming device, and if you are into field service, let's say you're out there, an electrician or a plumber or somebody from a telco company, and they want to go and stream what's happening to somebody who is sitting remotely in their home office to help fix issues, then you turn your mobile phone into a streaming device. That's what Zoho Lens is. And then finally, on top of all these set of tools, we've also brought in the initial tools such as the word processor, the spreadsheet, and the presentation tool.
Head over to Zoho.com/remotely to sign up.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Our psychic scout Mary O'Malley is now with us here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to a lady who has fabulous psychic gifts. And so I'm following the same theme sort of I've had for all of our experts today, Mary. Why do people pay attention to you? And maybe the secondary part of that question is, why do people come back to you? I suppose they come to you for one thing, and that's to heal a hurt. But then, why then, what is there about you and others who are good at what you do that keeps people coming back? Do they build a dependency on you, or do they feel like, wow, I really am special, or this is a special connection? You know, what puts the pieces together?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's the connection. You know, sometimes we just feel so simpatico with someone, you know, and we know we're safe there.
Yeah.
A lot of times for me, if they're coming to me for psychic work, And whether they realize it or not, it's to confirm for themselves what they're feeling, the information they seem to be getting, either from spirit or a hunch or their intuition. So it's nice to have another person to kind of verify. And the other thing is, I feel very strongly about this. You know, in the Bible it says, whenever two or more of you are gathered, you know.
In my name?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That, you know, the energy grows exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a definitely a different experience to have someone there with you in your healing work, you know, or whatever that work is.
All right, so you just rang a bell with me. And I remember the first time I had an experience with you, I wasn't taken back, but I thought it was kind of neat because I'm a very strong believer in God. I'm not a believer in religion. I think if I were, I would probably practice Buddhism more than anything else that's around. And I think I'd pick up tenets of that and other good things from the good religions. And all of them have a purpose and all of them are beneficial if you kind of know how to take it, pick and choose it, and everybody has a different way of doing that, probably because of trust issues. But you start and end your session by bringing in God. How do you do that? Why do you do it? How does that, and how does it impact people when they hear, you know, because a lot of religionists say, you're a devil in disguise, you're an occultist, you're demonic, you know, you're just ruining everything. So, you know, I guess that's something to address.
Yeah. I'm kind of like you, or I think I've discovered I may be a
sure.
pantheist. You know, I really believe that God is in everything and everyone.
Yes. So,
I'm not yep. with the religious thing either. And often if I call upon God, so to speak, it's because the person in front of me, that's how they relate.
Mm-hmm.
So I try very hard to find out where a person is coming from and their spiritual self and respect that.
So you can tell whether somebody believes in God by their energy? Is that something that's part of being a psychic, I guess, yeah?
Well, no, it's more like what they say.
Yeah. Right.
It's how they talk. It's how they ask questions. Sometimes I'll ask them, you know, exactly what are your beliefs? And so, you know, I don't know if I intuit it so much as I, you know, I just kind of get the gist from the way you're talking and the way you're asking questions, that kind of thing.
The but way you do the things you do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Speech patterns.
Yeah.
You basically, you know, it doesn't matter to me what your beliefs are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with, a higher intelligence is basically how I look at it, a broader intelligence. So I don't need to bring religion or spirituality into that because I believe that this is all part of who we are. That you know, you're when I'm talking to you, mm-hmm. I'm talking to that God part of you, so mm-hmm. to speak, right?
So when we talk to our spirit connectors, if that's, you know, the angels, however, if uh-huh. you're talking through them to somebody else, you are, in a manner of speaking, sometimes they're listening, sometimes they aren't, right? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I think they're listening, you know, and I ask them if I say something that doesn't, that you don't understand mm-hmm. at all. Just imagine putting it in the bank, you know, mm-hmm. so you can take it. It'll draw interest and you can take it out later if it means something.
Yeah.
So, but,
yeah.
you know, if they come to me, they're listening generally.
Yeah. All right. Fascinating. Check out Mary O'Malley at psychicscout.com. Mary is our psychic here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Laura Banks is with me here on Your Hidden Power, one of the most creative, successful astrologers around in America today. And people are always asking you, I'm betting, that one of the major questions that comes to you, Laura, I mean, it's a question that I would ask you and do ask you when I have the opportunity, what is there about me? Where is my potential? And how can using astrology help me to achieve the potential? Sometimes people don't even know what their potential is, I think, frankly. They don't go in, they don't go far enough in because they're afraid of what they might find, and it might make their life better. And some people don't even want their lives. They'll say they want their lives to be better, but they don't want their lives. They want them to be better, but they don't want to change. They want to keep doing what they do and follow the goals they've always had, but they somehow think, what's that old expression? Repeating the same thing over again.
Expecting a different result, right.
Yeah, right.
Rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Right.
You know, consciousness sucks, Doug, and it's the only game in town. Right? That's the truth.
It's
a T-shirt, right? You're welcome.
And that's the truth.
And thank you very much again for having me. That'll be all. You know what? It's like people don't want to know, but they're doing it anyway. So what is it? 80-90% of what we do is subconsciously driven.
Yeah.
So we understand our talents. We understand our faults on some level. But what astrology does is it gives you a map of where are the gifts you don't even know you have that are waiting for you there to consume. Where is your Jupiter in what house where the benefic is knocking on your door and you're subconsciously shutting it down because that one time you got hurt as a kid? Where's your Saturn? Your Saturn is going to be where your hard lessons are. Get over it. It's going to stay hard there most of your life because that's the water is hard rocks are, water is wet, rocks are hard, lessons, I love that expression, that you're never going to get away from. That's Saturn. So if I can look at Jupiter and Saturn and start to have you at least take a look at, look, let's just distinguish gifts. You're doing it anyway. I'm not going to show you something you don't already know, but let's look at where you continue to rearrange those deck chairs, which is in where's your moon? Your moon, your emotions. If it's in a hidden house of the 12th house, you're not going to really understand half the time what you're feeling, and there's a depth to it because that's the house of Pisces. So, gosh, it would be kind of nice to know that you're a sponge around people, and you got to be careful who you're hanging out with.
You know, don't know. One of the things that I find most distressing, because I alluded to this with my overview of what people think about change, one of the things that people, both men and women, do is gossip. Mm. And I think that sets a tone for people in their relationships. And, you know, when you talk to somebody and give them advice as an astrologer, and you look at their sign and say, this is what's this, 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 and this, and this is why you are the way you are. Okay, so it's good to know why. But then the assumption is that people come to you because they need some help. So when you tell them about themselves, do you go one step further and say, here's what you should do? I'm Laura Banks. I know what you should do, and I'm going to tell you what you should do.
Well, it's kind of that clear sometimes, yeah. It's a path. It's like, I'm not going to tell you I know everything, and you can take or leave what I'm saying, but I can give you the insight you're looking for to know you're always going to have that issue with your brother, so let go of it. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have a weight issue because you got Cancer in your chart somewhere in a real profound way. You've got Jupiter sitting on your ascendant. You're going to have to work. You're going to have a benefit by having a joint venture with a partner. If you've got an eighth house sun, there's some real obvious stuff that you just have to have a graph of a science that goes back 5,000 years to help you understand the moment of birth impacts the personality, period. Mm-hmm. It's been proven, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, in my world, it's certainly been proven.
Well, I think the frustration is when people actually go, when they find, you know, people that don't know about this and don't take it seriously. All right, so I know when I was born, I know where I was born, but I don't know what time I was born, and does that really make a difference? And so you can kind of guess sometimes when you learn traits about people, because there are certain traits that go with certain times of the day, right?
Astrologically, I can do a solar chart, which gives me two-thirds of the information. I can get the planets and the signs, but not the houses without mm-hmm. the time of birth, right?
And, yeah. Well,
yeah. Everyone's going to be experiencing this pandemic differently also. It's real important. If you're a fire sign, you're going to go nuts in this environment. You know, earth and water signs are going to be kind of cool staying home. Who mm-hmm. are you? You know, like, get to know yourself. This is the time to do it. We're all...
See, I'm a water sign. This hasn't really bothered me at all.
No.
Frankly.
No, you're good to go.
Yeah. And I think I feel like the last few days, astrologically, have changed because there's a lot of that stuff is breaking up that we've had, and so I feel better about moving forward. I think that's, you have to trust your own feelings. I think that's part of what Laura is telling you, which is a great astrologer, and I'm happy to have her here on Your Hidden Power.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to bluegreenbooster.com, bluegreenbooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. bluegreenbooster.com.